I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. I'm doing so well. Thank you. I really appreciate you joining me tonight. And so I'd like to ask you, I was going back through your chart earlier today, just getting a briefing of what I wanted to talk about tonight. And one of the notes I wrote in here that you put in here is, and I put it in big bold letters in here, and I don't know, maybe we were about a month into this, and you were doing great, but you had told me, you know, I really had some doubts about this thing. I was skeptical at first, and you told me, but you were doing, you were so glad that you were doing what you're doing, and I'm so glad you've done so well. Well, tell me a little bit about your history with your fibromyalgia. How did it start, and what were some of your health challenges that you had before we started working together?
Okay. I think around 2004, they started uncovering it from previous years where I had pain and all kinds of symptoms. And it gradually got worse, and they still didn't know what it was. I was going to pain management like you had started off your introduction. And going to doctors, and I started having sleep problems where I only could, I think I was up all night, you know, just clock watching, looking at the clock, couldn't sleep. Had a lot of fibro fog, confusion, mental clarity. I forgot things a lot. The pain was off the roof. And then I developed this stuff called TMJ where my skull and my temples were swollen. And I had grinding of my teeth through the night. I had to get a mouthpiece for that. And real bad headaches. And a lot of fatigue, no energy. I mean, the simplest task, Dr. Murphy, I couldn't do. I was bedridden for the bed for months and months and months. I was socially isolated. I've lost a lot of friends. I was the go-getter in the family and did family functions, birthdays, holidays, and such. And all of a sudden, boom, I was knocked out of the water. I wasn't myself ever again. And I had balance problems. I was twitching and jerking in the middle of the night, muscle knots. And I was on like 15 different medications, you know, one for high blood pressure, one for Xanax for nerves, muscle relaxers, and the fibromed, you know, that made me totally confused. I had a car accident. I got lost in the mall, didn't know where I was parking at. I was on sleep medication, pain medication. It was bad, and I hate to say this, but I actually thought I was dying. And then my daughter started doing research on it, and she found your name. She said, Mom, I'll call if you want to because I know you don't understand stuff because you got the fibro fog, but I think this is the right track to get on. I think it's worth searching for this doctor and reading about him. And that's how I came to know you, Dr. Murphy.
Yeah, and so I'm so glad that you did. And so what was it like? Because obviously it was a phone consult. I mean, you're in Missouri and I'm in Birmingham, Alabama. What was it like working with me by phone?
Well, I can honestly say I felt every time we had a conference call, I was with you. I could see you, visualize you. You're the most caring and thoughtful person. And you're just a miracle that came into my life. It's been a life-changing experience for me where I was thinking I was dying till now I'm back in the game of life again. I can do things with my family.
Yeah.
But the phone calls, I felt like you were just here with me all the way.
Yeah. Well, tell me, your pain was like a lot of patients. I mean, it was you had pain, it was all over. I mean, your pain was pretty bad. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And the pain meds, the Vicodin and the Soma and some of the meds that you were taking really were not really doing much to help with the pain, but I guess you really felt like you didn't have much of an option.
Well, that's what the world thinks it is, that they give you one medication and it causes symptoms, and another medication causes another. and it's just like a roller coaster of stuff, and you're completely out of it, and you don't know what helps or don't. And the fibro medicine messed me up in the head completely.
Right, right. Well, tell me about your sleep issues, because you really struggled with your sleep. Tell me about your sleep, how it was so bad and where it's at now.
Well, I was sleeping maybe 1 hour a night. I mean, completely, and wake up all day in bed just thinking about things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your mind never shuts off. Now my sleep, now I sleep all night completely.
Yeah.
It's like a miracle sleeping. If people out there have sleeping problems, your protocol definitely can help them.
Right, right. Well, we worked. I mean, you wasn't, you know, here's a handful of stuff. I mean, you worked hard, and one of the things, I think you'd gotten so run down, so you had a lot of anxiety, which a lot of my patients do, because they just feel so bad. And once we got that under control, it just seems like things kind of started falling into place. And so tell me about your pain now. I didn't ask you about how your pain is now. Tell me about your pain. I guess we don't really talk about it anymore.
No, I have pain, but it's not like the pain. I guess if you rate it from a 0 to 5, 0 being the best and 5 being the worst, I think I would rate it a 1 now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exceptional to me.
Oh, yeah, I think it's exceptional. I mean, because I think everybody's going to have pain from time to time. But if there's a difference between pain that you manage and the pain that manages you. And for most people with fibromyalgia, they have pain that manages them and controls whether they go out for the day or they go shopping or they go to work or don't go to work or whatever it is. And so, yeah, there's a big difference between those things. Tell me about the diet. So you didn't have a lot of weight to lose, but one thing is we found that you had a low thyroid that no one had found, which was kind of crazy because of your numbers. But you lost weight on that, and you also lost weight on anti-inflammatory diet.
Yes, I did. I lost probably 25 to 30 pounds. I don't think our intentions was to lose a lot of weight, but it was try to find out what I'm allergic to or what foods I was allergic to. You know, I found out I was allergic to dairy, gluten. All I do is eat clean now.
Yeah, yeah. And so you've changed your diet, and a lot of people will say, well, that, you know, I can't do that. It's, you know, it's too hard to do that. What are you going to eat? But what would you say to those folks?
I would say that's not true. I would say definitely give that a chance, too, because you'll be surprised what you're allergic to that you don't think you are.
Right. And is it worth it? Is it worth it changing your diet?
Yes, absolutely. It really is. I mean, it makes a difference. You can tell you're allergic to it or you don't agree with it by the next day. Mm-hmm. You're bloated, you're gassy, you just don't feel, you know, you feel achy or something. So you just think back, what did I eat the day before, the day before that? And then bingo, that's it.
Right, right. And tell me, you had a lot of digestive issues, like a lot of the patients, a lot of problems with IBS, and which, you know, was really unpleasant. Tell me about that. How's your digestion and bowel movements now?
My digestion is really good. Before, I couldn't leave the house because I had IBS, where it was like an explosion take off, and you didn't know when you're going to go. So the IBS, I guess I was on the program for a month, and the IBS went away with a bunch of other things. And
right,
I wasn't
right
on it, but maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
your protocol absolutely helped me.
Well, what would you say to those people who are listening and have kind of bought in or have heard that once you have fibromyalgia, you just have to learn to live with it?
Well, there's times when we fall sick, Dr. Murphy, those are the hardest times you go through life, particularly if it's a sickness that disrupts the course of your normal life and you find that you are confined by it. I say you're not confined about it. I mean, you only have one life, and I think it's important for each and every one of us to reach out and do whatever it takes to get healthy again. May it be go to your website, read your free articles, look at the book and see if you see a reflection of yourself in that book on some points that maybe maybe you're onto something. Then I say, go and call and make an appointment for a conference. I mean, it's life-changing, this. I would encourage them to at least look at the literature that's free, read the book, definitely, and then make that call. You've heard of Charlie's Angels, haven't you?
I have.
Well, I call it Murphy's Angels. You and June and Gina.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate you saying that. They certainly are angels, and I couldn't do it without them. I wouldn't want to do it without them. They're wonderful. I mean, I'm so blessed that God put them in my life, and I've got these wonderful staff that are able to work with my patients. And I think everybody feels real comfortable when they work with our clinic because of them. I just think they're just so good. I've been doing it for so many years that they know how to answer the questions and to help the person in the right way.
Yeah, they're definitely good people.
They are. They are. Is there anything you want to share in closing? Anything you want to share tonight?
Just again, you only have one life, and you don't have to lay there and suffer. There is someone to help you, and that one is Dr. Murphy.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, Donna, you've worked really hard to get where you're at, and I'm so proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Dr. Murphy.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining me tonight. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, Dr. Murphy. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.